I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I hear you have a special project.
I do, the Virginia Beetle Project. This is something I've been working on for 11 years now, as long as I've been in Virginia. Wrong beetles. I'm a coleopterist. My favorite group of insects are beetles. So when I moved to Virginia, I wanted to learn as much as possible about the beetles that live here. And I quickly discovered you can find a state list of fish, reptiles, amphibians, birds, mammals, dragonflies and damselflies, even butterflies. But that's about it. You don't find lists of other groups of animals, especially animals like beetles. They are the largest group of animals in Virginia. There's somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 species. I've documented about 4,500 species so far based on my own field activities, the Virginia Museum of Natural History, the Smithsonian, and literature records. But I want to document as many species as I can. This is several lifetimes worth of work, and this is something I have to squeeze in on my own time. But every once in a while, I get to work on projects that dovetail nicely with the Virginia Beetle Project, including a beetle survey along the Potomac Gorge. I'm doing an insect survey of the VCU Rice Center in Charles City County. I'm also doing a beetle survey in the Bull Run Mountains. During these different surveys, I go out and set up lights. I put out traps, literally beat the bushes and sweep the grass to see what I can find, peel bark, put out all kinds of stinky things that attract different kinds of beetles.
What have you found? Have you made a discovery?
Actually, I've made several discoveries, several new state records. These are of species that have not been officially recorded from Virginia in the literature, which is not hard to do because not a lot of people are looking for beetles in Virginia. But recently, I've been going through dozens of samples with thousands of insect specimens from the VCU Rice Center, and I found three specimens of a very rare beetle that's about 3 millimeters long. It's called a false click beetle, and its scientific name is Xylophilus crassicornis. This is a beetle that was described only in the year 2000 by a Finnish entomologist. He only had one specimen, a female, that was collected in 1902 that he found in the entomology collection at Cornell University. Only last year, a second specimen was found in Alabama. Well, I found three specimens of this beetle here in Virginia at the VCU Rice Center. Now, what does this all mean? Just as a point of curiosity, it's just nice to know what's here. Are these beetles really rare? We don't know. It could be that we're not looking for them in the right places at the right time. It could be that we just haven't looked for them. So are they really rare in nature? I don't know yet. Clearly, we need to do more studies to find out just what they're doing and where to see if they're really as rare as they seem to be at this moment. So that's what the Virginia Beetle Project is all about, documenting what's here just to sort of provide a foundation for future work. And I'm not kidding myself to think that I'm going to come up with the list by the time I'm ready to check out. I need several lifetimes to do this.
I thought it was just simply an inordinate fondness for beetles.
Well, that too.
Dr. Art Evans is author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.